Thursday. I have to learn new moves now.
New moves, and what a perfect day to
be loose today.
Be loose.
Yeah. I must say that. Have a loose 4th of July. Is that good?
Say it again.
Have a loose 4th of July.
Have a loose 4th of July.
Yeah. Or happy loose 4th of July. Is that better? Doesn't work. I'm just going to be loose. That's my running style. We all have different running styles, right?
Absolutely. And I think the thing is, as long as you're loud and oh, yeah, that's loose.
Oh, yeah, I'm a little bit quiet, okay.
Now, for those who don't know, there's a big event planned by the runners this morning. And could you tell me what's going to happen? What have you been working on?
So, we have 11 runners and 11 different running styles. So, to celebrate the 4th of July, we all have a few seconds skit or a sketch. So, everybody just shows one different running style and have fun. We'll have a little bit of fun.
Well,
and it's not going to slow us down at all.
No.
So that will be a very nice thing for us. A little bit change, because this is like the only big day during the race. And so we hope it will be fun.
So whose idea was this?
Mine.
Your idea. And obviously, because you're faster than everybody else, you can run by and say, hey, can you do something for the 4th of July?
Not because of that. Just we have been talking this for 4 days now. So everybody meets everybody at some point.
Okay.
Then the word spread out on the track, you know.
Word gets around.
It gets around, yeah. Absolutely.
We're going by Galia right now, and he knows.
Yeah, he knows. And he has a nice part. What about socks?
Yeah. Okay. You have something about socks?
Soccer player.
Soccer player.
Because he's wearing often this kind of pressure socks.
Yeah.
They fit to be a good soccer player.
Well, you're saying this is the only big holiday you've seen.
And we tried to put a little bit of 4th of July, like American. For 14 years it has been running, 2,731. They've always been an American runner. This year there's not. So we have one, of course, Superbus style again. To represent American runner. And then we have one singing, This Land Is My Land. But the rest of it will just be fun. Different running styles. Kinds of styles.
Ash Prihala, you have been here 10 years. You've also hiked and walked over a great part of America. You did Mexico to Canada on the West Coast?
Yep.
You've done the Appalachian Trail.
The East Coast, yeah.
So you've actually physically seen a lot of the country, though, even though you haven't seen much of New York, perhaps, because you've been going around here. As a guy from Finland, what's your impression of America?
Well, you have everything here. The nature's really beautiful everywhere. All kinds of wild animals I've seen. Deers, wolves or coyotes and bears and all kinds of rattlesnakes. So like Mexico to Canada, first you had deserts with cactuses, rattlesnakes. Then you have the High Sierras, John Muir Trail, Yosemite Valley. Then you have Oregon Skyline Trail. And in Washington you have like... So you have really, really a lot of beautiful, beautiful nature. Absolutely. And the nice trails, good to hike, and I really enjoyed it.
you obviously felt a connection with America from early on by coming here instead of going someplace else to...
Well, when I was 17 years old, I was an exchange student in Georgia. So I lived there for 11 months. So that's how it kind of started. And then I heard about... Because the brother is the family, he did the Appalachian Trail. So I heard, wow, that sounds great. And then I heard about the Seeker's Trail. So I said, that's also great. So I really got... I'm so happy. The main lesson I learned on the hiking was to live like 8 months in the forest. And all you have is in your backpack. You learn that you can be happy without all these televisions, all this. Only thing you need is no mosquitoes to be happy. And beautiful nature. That was the main lesson that I really... Because you live... Everything you have in the backpack, and I can be happy with that. So if I... So that was kind of the main lesson. That we forget in the city sometimes. We think, oh, if I have this or that, it will be good. But now here we learn all kinds of lessons. And here we are living also a totally simple life. A disciplined life. So here we learn a lot of it.
You said a disciplined life.
Well, like... There's not so much extra time to fool around.
Canal 6. Harpan called and said he have some equipment for Darbasana for play.
Oh, wow. Good, good. So she's going to be a Statue of Liberty, perhaps like a torch in honor of 4th of July. Yeah.
Ashbury Hanla, you know, this is your 10th year. Some people would say that you could have learned about discipline and those things in 2 years at the most, but what could you be possibly still learning after 10 years here?
To get always fresh new motivation. I've been having that every year, trying to learn. I still haven't learned it totally. To be more soulful. Listen, less rock and roll and more soulful music. I can learn to be everything here. Humble. When I learned that in the beginning, man. When I got a problem, everybody's passing you all day. Then you learn of humility and appreciate other runners like anything. Wow, they are so fast. Even the slowest runner seems so fast. Then you really start to admire everybody. And... there's always lessons to learn. Just when you think you learned something, here, it comes out, and then you, wow, I needed to learn this again. So definitely, all the time. And it's like mostly inner things that are connected to other things. Problems, are they really problems? And like this. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.